on time, God.
Amen.
He might not come when you want him, but I declare he'll be right on time. Amen. Our God is a faithful God, is he not?
Yes, he is.
He is a faithful God. Amen. I stand to honor him this afternoon. I give him all praise and glory, recognizing without him, truly, I am nothing. Amen. In him, I live, I move, and have my very being. Amen. Without him, I'd be like a ship tossed and driven. And I'm so glad today that I can say that my anchor holds.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus the Amen. Christ. And I honor him today. I give honor and praise to your precious pastor,
yes.
Pastor Jane Johnson. Amen.
Yeah.
And all of your labor.
Amen.
Amen. To every deacon here, usher, all of the members of Grace Presbyterian. Of course, I honor my pastor. Amen. My husband. I thank God for you, Pastor Ronald McCray. Come on, give God praise. Amen. Unto God for him. Amen. And I'm so honored today to have my covenant brother and sister here with me, Pastor Tapuma.
Yeah.
Amen. And Pastor Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle. That they would come and be with me and worship today. Truly, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes. Not only that, but this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
And I've chosen to just give him praise because he's worthy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we've come today to celebrate the giftings of deacons and ushers today.
Amen.
That's what we've come to do. We come to celebrate those gifts to the body that God gave unto us. Amen?
Amen.
And so there is a word today. We're going to start in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. We're going to begin reading at verse 42. Mark chapter 10. We'll begin reading at verse 42. And before we go further, I want to say thank God for the choir this afternoon. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. And for all of the members that have come with me over the highways. And I think about the mothers that didn't go home and take a nap but decided to come out and be with me, Elder Mims. I just thank God for all of you. Elder Coming, to all of you, thank God for you. Thank you for your labor. It is not in vain. I just thank God for you. Mark chapter 10. We'll begin reading at verse 42. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That is the word of God for the people of God. I want to just lift up this afternoon the subject, saved to serve.
Amen.
Saved to serve.
Amen.
Now, the words that I just read to you were the words that came right on the heels of Jesus hearing from James and John that they sought a position on the left and right hand side of him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus goes on to say to them, you don't know what you are asking.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus lets them know that they shouldn't be concerned about position.
Amen.
But rather understand that they must serve.
Amen.
And so today we come to talk about service.
Yes.
We come to talk about how we ought to be not looking for a position or for rank or for prestige or for someone to call our name, but how we might be servants.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus let them know that they shouldn't be concerned. So what does it mean, preacher, for to serve? I'm glad you asked. Serve means that you perform duties or services for another person or an organization. It means that you are you're busy doing something.
Uh-huh.
You're busy working.
Uh-huh.
That's what we come to talk about today. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, we find the word serve is used 209 times. That lets me know that it's important. Not only that, it is found in 193 verses. So this word serve meant something to the master. It meant something to our God.
Yes.
And so we need to understand and unpack what it means. Today we came to celebrate, amen, the service and work of ushers and deacons here at Grace Presbyterian.
Amen.
Although they're different gifts and functions because they do operate differently, both deacons and ushers are servants.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
In that way, it is the same thing.
Amen.
You perform different functions, maybe even different duties, but you're still servants.
Amen.
Now, let's look at the biblical reference for deacons, because we need to unpack this. We need to understand it. We find it over in Acts chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read the first 7 verses. It says, in those days, when the number of disciples were increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12, that is the 12 disciples, they gathered together, all the disciples together, the apostles, and they said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
Yeah.
They said, brothers and sisters, choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
Amen.
We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our attention to prayer and ministry of the word.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Then the word goes on to say, this proposal, it pleased the whole group. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip and Procrustes and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas and from Antioch, a converted Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. And then the word says, so the word of God spread.
Mm-hmm.
The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly and the number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now that's the biblical reference that lets us know how important the role of deacons is. Deaconate is an office in the Christian church that generally is associated with some kind of service.
Yes.
But it varies among the different theological and denominational traditions. So it might look one way in the Presbyterian church and look another way in the discipleship church.
Right.
But it still means that they ought to be serving. Is
Amen.
That all right?
Yes. Amen.
So in many traditions, the diaconate, the term for a deacon's office, is a clerical office, and in others, it is laity.
Right.
Amen. But it's the same, amen, the same word. So the office of deacon is misunderstood oftentimes. Based on the New Testament, the role of the deacon is mainly to be a servant, but somehow, some way, seemingly, it's gotten twisted. It's gotten moved around. It's gotten perverted in many places.
Mm-hmm.
The church needs deacons, though, to provide logistical and material support so that the elders, the pastors, the leaders, can focus on the word of God and prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Hear me say that role, that function is so very, very important.
Amen.
You are the men and women that help to hold up the arms of the leaders.
Amen.
You're the ones that can look out and see, and you're able to share what's going on in the body.
Mm.
Deacons then are called to serve the elders so that they can be prepared to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Amen.
And then that's what the elders are called to do. We've got to equip the saints for the work. So the work of the deacon then is not to check the pastor.
Amen.
It's not to keep the pastor in line. It's not even to hire and fire the pastor, but it is to serve.
Amen.
Praise God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But rather the deacon is called to serve.
Yes.
Benevolence and assist. Amen. The church leaders.
Amen.
Now let's look at the biblical reference for ushers. We find it over in Psalm 84. I'm just going to read that verse 10. You've heard it many times. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in tents of wickedness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, in many denominations in the Christian church, a church usher, and I'm not to confuse it with a greeter, but an usher is responsible for seating guests and maintaining order and security of the service.
Yes.
Now, in light of where we are today and in what all is going on in our world, the role of the usher is most important.
Amen.
If you understand that you are sometimes the very first face that a visitor will see when they come into the church, you need to be able to assess. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You need to be able to assess what that person's intent is, what their motivations may be.
Mm-hmm.
Your role is most important.
That's right.
Amen.
Not only that, because you're oftentimes the very first face that a visitor might see, it's important that you have a pleasant disposition.
Amen.
I know that's right. Amen. You as pastor would often say, you don't need to look like you've been baptized in lemon juice. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to give somebody a smile.
Amen.
To let them know that they're welcome into the house of God.
Amen.
That's so important.
Amen.
So your role is necessary, but you serve, amen, the church. Whatever it is that the Lord allows us to do, we ought to do it as unto the Lord. Is that all right?
Amen.
We ought to do it as unto the Lord. And there's a price to pay any time you serve.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Most times you're the first one to get here, and sometimes the last one to leave.
Right.
I know I'm right about it.
Right.
There's a price to be paid. And you may not get your reward down here on earth, but I thank God that He sits high, but He looks low.
Amen.
God knows all about it, praise God. And when you stand before Him, hallelujah, glory to God, you can hear Him say, well done.
Yes.
Thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Now we want to hear Him say that, but oftentimes we don't really understand this role of servanthood.
Amen.
But I came today to let you know, and this to remind you, that we are all called, every born-again believer is called to serve.
Amen.
Amen. As much as I'm talking to the deacons and ushers today, but for you, my brother, you, my sister, I don't care what role, what function you have, we're all servants.
Amen.
Or we ought to be serving. If you're on the choir, you ought to be serving. If you're on the mother's board, you ought to be serving. Missionary board, you ought to be serving.
Mm-hmm.
On pastor's aid, you are a servant.
Amen.
Pastors, you ought to be serving.
Amen.
Amen.
We're all saved to serve. So what are we looking for when we think about this role? What are the characteristics? One is we got to put others ahead of our own agenda.
That's right.
Yes.
That most times is difficult for us because we tend to be selfish. Can
mm-hmm.
I just be truthful?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to look at the man or woman in the mirror and we think it's all about us. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But when we're talking about being a servant, you have to begin to think about someone else's needs.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And understand that they have needs, maybe it's what you would consider more important than yours, but looking to be of service to someone else,
mm-hmm.
considering their needs, considering how you might be a blessing to them.
Yes.
Amen.
The first mark of a servant is the ability to put others ahead of themselves,
amen.
Ahead of their own personal desires.
Uh-huh.
It is more than just being willing to put your agenda on hold. It means intentionally being aware of others' needs, available to help and able to accept it as important.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
For many of us, we struggle right there because we only think our needs are important.
Mm.
Right.
But there are other people that are hurting. There are people, when they show up in this house, they have, you don't know what their pressing needs are.
Amen.
You don't know whether or not they had a warm place to sleep. You don't even know whether they had a warm meal before they came.
That's right.
Amen.
We're called to be servants. We're called to look ahead and to provide a safe place.
Amen.
That someone might be able to come to the table.
Amen.
And receive what they need of the Lord. So the first characteristic is that we put others ahead of our own agenda. Secondly, we don't focus on rank or position.
Mm-hmm.
James and John saw, they came to Jesus and said, you know, we hang out with you all the time. I'm just paraphrasing now. You know we're your boys.
Yeah, right.
Why not put one of us on the left and put one of us on the right? Jesus said, you don't even know what you're talking about.
That's right, right.
That's not for you to even determine. That's not for you. So to be a servant in the house of God, we need to understand it's not about our rank. It's not about our position. It's not so your chest can can be puffed out.
That's right.
And somebody can call your name.
That's right.
I know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now.
So a servant leader is not position conscious.
No.
Whatever you need me to do, Pastor.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Whatever you need me to do, however I can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. How can I further the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
How do I prepare to prepare the way that somebody might be able to receive this glorious gospel?
Amen.
That's what it means to be a servant. You're not looking to have your name called out. You're not looking to be high and lofty. Amen. You're not looking to be on the left hand and looking to be on the right hand.
Amen.
God, however you use me, God, it's all right with me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you can do anything with this, oh God, I'm available to you.
Yes.
I'm talking about servant leadership. Servant leaders are not motivated by the manipulation or self-promotion.
That's right.
They're not trying to get all cozy up to Pastor Johnson to try to get something.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
They're not trying to brown nose so they can get their name called out.
Amen.
I'm talking about a servant leader now.
That's right.
Their heart is pure.
Yeah.
So they're not looking for that because they recognize that, Lord, if I don't get a thing right here, I know my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And I know that my God records everything.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
See, many of us are looking for our reward right here, but I'm telling you, it's going to be greater on the other
Amen.
Side. Now, I'm not saying that God won't bless you down here, because he does. He's just that good.
Yeah.
Because he's just that God.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you, don't look to have your name called out here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Servanthood are the servant leaders fueled by love and their depth of concern for others.
Mm.
How concerned are you for your neighbor?
That's right. Amen.
How concerned are you really for your neighbor?
That's right.
How concerned are you? What is your motivation for what you do?
Amen.
What's your motivation?
All
right. Is it because you love? Because you really, really care? God knows.
Yes.
Amen. You can tell us a lot of things, but God knows.
Amen.
What your motivation is. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, why do we serve? First and foremost, we serve because that's what Jesus requires of us.
Amen.
He requires it of us. Look at John 13, beginning at verse 12. He says, when he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand what I've done to you?
Mm-hmm.
You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
Amen.
You also ought to wash one another's feet.
Mm-hmm.
For I have given you an example that you should also do just as I have done to you.
Amen.
Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master,
mm-hmm.
nor is a messenger greater than the one that sent him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus himself, God made flesh, humbled himself, and washed the stinking, nasty feet of his disciples.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Our example.
Yes.
We say that we're Christians. We say that we're Christ-like. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Humbled himself.
Yes.
And washed the dirtiest part of his disciples.
That's
yeah.
right.
We too are called to address, to tend to assist, even when a person may not look like what we like.
That's right.
When they might not smell like what you want them to smell like.
Amen.
We're called still to care for them.
Amen.
If you're unwilling to serve in this manner, you shouldn't hold either of these offices.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says.
That's right.
If you're not willing to get dirty, if you're not willing to roll up your sleeves,
yes.
amen, praise God. If you're not willing, you ought not to hold these offices.
That's right.
We are first servants because Jesus requires that we be servants.
Amen.
And the second reason why we should be servants is that our churches need it.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Let me just be real. In many of our churches, you know, motivations are not pure.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are looking for position. There are people that are looking for rank. There are people that are looking for their name to be called out.
Amen.
In many cases, our churches are desperately in need of somebody that would serve.
Amen.
those who would look out and see the need.
That's right.
Not their own need, but see the need of others.
Yes.
See the need of others. Our churches need servants today. Those who would have pure motivations to assist the leaders of the church.
Yes.
Not that you're trying to have them invite you over for dinner. Hello, somebody. not that you are looking for them to write, give some big fund or something to you or some position in the church, but that you really are concerned about kingdom matters. And that you are wanting to provide a space and a place that people might be able to come and receive the glorious gospel. Mm-hmm. Far too often, people are seeking to be served. Mm-hmm. When deacons and ushers take their place and fulfill their mission, our churches are better.
Amen.
We need you to take your rightful place. We need you to be in the right position, doing the right thing, assisting the leaders that our churches might begin to grow, and that they might flourish, and that the word of God might be preached in power and in might, and that people might come and get filled with the Holy Ghost, and that their physical needs might be met. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
We need that today.
Yes.
Our churches need it today. Pastors are supporting the people, feel confident in their worship experience.
Amen.
And the kingdom of God is fervent when we serve.
Yes.
Not when we're seeking to be served.
Amen.
We're all saved to serve. We are saved to serve.
Amen.
God did not save any of us that we sit down and do nothing in the house of God.
Amen.
Everybody's got something to do.
That's right.
Now what you do might not be what I do, but you got something to do.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Time out for just sitting down on the pew. And you think because you come on Sunday and you hold down a pew that you are all right. No, the Lord has need of thee.
Yes.
Pastor preached this morning, amen, we know the harvest is plentiful, but the Bible says the laborers are few. Why don't we become laborers in the harvest?
That's right.
Because we haven't recognized we're saved to serve.
Amen.
We are saved to serve, not to be served, but that we might serve.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus died that you and I wouldn't be able to serve.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he was hung up. He was hung up for our hang up.
Amen.
He got up that we might get up, praise God. That we might get up in power and in might.
Yes.
Right.
That we can declare and decree that we serve a risen Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The world needs to know that.
Amen.
But you gotta be a servant to do that.
Yes.
Jesus is our example. He served humanity when he submitted to the death of the cross.
Yes.
And died on an old rugged cross. And because he died, you and I can live today. And because he got up, we can get up from our place of complacency. We can get up from our place of ignorance. We can get up from our place of thinking that we're more than what we are. Amen. And be humble.
Amen.
To serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise your Lord.
We're saved to serve the least of these.
Yes.
I know they're just not in Reedsville.
Amen.
I know they're not just in Winston-Salem. I know they're not just in High Point.
Yeah.
But there's some least of these right here.
That's right.
In Martinsville.
That's right.
See, we were saved to serve the lost.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are lost in our families. There are people that are lost in our community.
Yes.
They need some servants. They need somebody to serve them.
Yeah.
Amen.
They need somebody to say, you know, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He died for you.
Amen.
They need somebody to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
We are all saved to serve.
Amen.
Amen.
We're saved to serve a dying world. And God knows we're living in a dying world.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. I can't even holler and watch the news anymore.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Amen.
There's not enough servants.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough servants.
That's right.
There's not enough servants.
Amen.
Our motivations have become impure.
That's right.
Amen.
We got to get our motivations right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to go back. As the old folk would say, go back to the old landmarks.
So
we got to go back and get some stuff right.
Yeah.
So our motivations are pure, that we understand that we're saved to serve.
Amen.
Not to be lifted up.
Amen.
Not that God won't, because promotion comes from the Lord. We know that.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Promotion comes from the Lord.
That's right.
And God wants to bless his children. But don't you get lifted up now when God exalts you.
Amen. Amen.
Because it's not about you.
Yes. Amen.
How are you serving?
That's good.
How are you serving? Who are you looking who are you looking to? Who are you still providing for?
Amen.
Who are you standing in the gap for?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Pastor often tells us that, you know, we ought not look down on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think we forget. From whence we came.
Amen.
That's right, man.
Where the Lord found us.
That's right.
I was reminded just this morning how the Lord met me at an old storefront church.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no big old pretty church, it was a storefront church.
Mm-hmm.
Storefront.
All right.
One of my college mates, I'll never forget it, and I'm so thankful to God for her, invited me to church. The first time she did, I didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she could have just stopped right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad the Lord impressed upon her again to ask me to come
Amen.
Again. That's where the Lord met me. See, she was a servant.
Yeah.
God used her
mm-hmm.
to get me in the seat
Amen.
That he might speak to me.
Amen.
That he might use me.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
So you don't know, Usher, as that person's coming through that door, you don't know what God has in their heart.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In their mind for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon, you don't know
yes.
what that person that might need you to pay their light bill this month. You don't know how God might use them
right.
next
Amen.
Year.
Amen.
Or next month.
Amen.
We gotta be careful.
Yeah.
How we deal with people.
That's right.
How our motivation's pure. I didn't come to preach this silly today.
Right.
I just came to encourage you.
Right.
And to let you know that we are all saved to serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to encourage every deacon, and encourage every usher. Amen. To understand that the Lord sees and he knows your labor.
Yes.
He knows your labor.
Yes,
I know sometimes when we have to arrive early and we leave late, we wonder sometimes, does anybody know? Does anyone care? God knows.
Amen.
Yes,
God. Amen.
And God cares.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful today.
That's right.
Amen. That friend of mine was a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. As we're resting on our feet, I'm done. I just want to encourage you to understand that we're all saved to serve.
Amen.
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 If you would stand on your feet.
Amen.
I'm done. We can give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And especially as I think about you.